Today's message is by Pastor Wayne Thome.
I'm so glad that you allowed me to come today, and I wanted to share the word with you. How many of you know that we live today in a time and a place where it seems like everything that is holy and that is good is under attack? Amen. I flipped the television on for a few minutes this morning, and there was some horrible news on there again. And my prayer this past week has been, is how can we survive in the world that we're in today? And the thing that the Lord brought to me is that we need to be strong in faith. I'm going to be speaking to you out of 1 John chapter 5, and I'm going to read some out of this. I'm using a New King James Bible lately. I was born and raised on the King James. I love the poetry and so forth of it, but the Lord has me speaking out of the New King James. So it might be a little bit different from what we're used to. Verse 1, and I'm going to read these. It says, "Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." I wanted to stop here and just to look at this a little bit with you today, if I can. One of the things that I have found is that in my own Christian walk, the greatest thing that we can do is to walk with God. You know, we live in a land today where it seems like, we can't have any fun without having alcohol or drugs or anything else that goes along with that. And that's something that to me is very strange, because I did not grow up in a Christian home, but we learned how to have fun without drugs and alcohol. And one of the things that I have seen in my own walk, and as I've been walking with God, is that, you know, why is it that the world, those that are not walking with God, why is it that they move into the alcohol and the drugs? What is the call? And the Lord spoke down in my spirit, and he says, you know what? People know that there is something that is yearning within them. They have an unsettled feeling within, that there is something that is missing in their life. And so the search goes on, and they search in places they shouldn't be searching. I lived for and walked on this earth for over 20 years before somebody ever witnessed to me. And the person that witnessed to me was my little blue-eyed Norwegian wife now. She said, if you're going to come and see me, you're going to come to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And she witnessed to me. And from that day to this, I know that God is alive. And so I want to encourage you today that, you know, a lot of Christians do not seem to be vibrant in their walk with God and share that there is a Lord and Savior out there. There is a God that cares what happens to you. There is a God that cares whether we're healthy or strong. There is a God that cares what goes on in America today. There's a God that cares for those poor folks over in Turkey that today there was, 39 people that lost their life over there. There's a God that cares. And you and I as believers today have an opportunity become very solid and strong in our faith. Amen. Verse 4 says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world." And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. I have found, you know, I've gone through some trials and tribulations, and I'm not going to share all of that today. But I have found, brothers and sisters, if there's one thing that is going to get us through, it's our faith in God. Believe me, brothers and sisters, your faith is what overcomes this world. It's your faith that is going to keep your children and your grandchildren free from sickness and drugs and alcohol and all these other things that are out there. You know, I was visiting with my brother-in-law, and his daughter was scared to go to school. And I said, well, you know, what's going on? And she said, well, you know, there are some kids in school that are, how should you say? They were afraid that they might do something like what you see on TV. You know, that, and they were afraid of that. And they didn't want to go to school. And that's in northern Minnesota. And I was a little bit surprised at that. But you know what? We have to have something that we believe in, even when we're little. Amen? We have to believe in God. Amen. I want to read on here. It says, in verse 5, it says, who is he that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Now, brothers and sisters, as we walk through life today, one of the biggest decisions we are ever going to make is to decide whether what is truth. And many of us today... I've been around folks that call themselves Christians, and I'm believing God that they are Christian, but they do not accept the Word of God as truth. They, you know, a lot of times we question these things, and I'm one that, you know, I've done that. But as we, I want to read a few more verses before I really get into what I came here today. Verse 7, there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. And I want to stop right here. And I want us to contemplate this thing. Because for many of us as a Christian, we haven't made the decision in our spirit as to what is truth. How many know that there is a truth out in the land today? There's a lot of things that are out there, and people say, well, this is truth. I have a person that I know that has decided that the truth is that they are not a woman, but they are a man. How many know that they have decided that that is true? All of us as Christians, as we walk this earth, we find folks that say, well, you know, the truth is that we should be able to do whatever the sin is that is handy, and it's not going to hurt us. It is of utmost importance for us to recognize what is really truth in the land today, in our heart, in our spirit. Amen? Now, the Bible says here that the witness, that in verse 9, it says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. And this has been pivotal for me to be, even to survive in this day that we live in. Brothers and sisters, we need to come to an agreement today that what God said in His Word is truth. Amen. It makes, you know, no difference how many folks we run into in this world today. We have doctors and they've got all kinds of degrees, and I'm not taking away from all of that. But brothers and sisters, we part company when you start going contrary to the Word of God, because the Word is truth. The Bible says right here in this scripture today, it says that if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. God says that what he said in his word is greater than anything we will ever run into on this earth. The witness of God is greater. And brothers and sisters, we need to see God moving on this earth today. We need him in our families. We need him to touch our loved ones. We need him to touch those that are far off. How big is our God? Do we serve a God that is just, you know, is he just big enough to be in our heart? He's big enough to be in the whole world. He's big enough to touch every man, woman, and child on the face of this earth. But it takes us to walk in faith. I want to encourage you in this new year today that you and I would walk together, that we would be strong in faith. Now, it doesn't mean that we agree on everything, but it does mean that we agree that the Word of God is truth. Amen. How many would know that most of the problems that are in the world today, I'm going to say all of them because I'm a bit bold. Some folks say, well, you know, you should mellow out a little bit. Well, I'm a mellow kind of guy, you know. I'm easy to get along with. But when the devil starts messing with my family and he starts messing with my loved ones, I'm all done being mellow. You and I as Christians today, we need to stand up to the evil that is in this world. We cannot have the devil chasing our children out of school. We cannot have the devil chasing our families around and bringing heartache of every sort imaginable. We are going to overcome this world by the Word of God and by standing with him and in his presence every day. Amen. Verse 10 says, he who believes in the Son of God has this witness in himself. And this is why I love this church so much. I come in this church, there's children here. There's kids. There's young people. There's husbands and wives. There's families. There's grandpas and grandmas. Healthy, strong, vibrant, full of faith. Amen. This is what's good in life. And brothers and sisters, we have the faith that will allow us to overcome. Amen. I've got a few more scriptures here to share with you. I started on verse 10 and I'm going to finish it here. But he who believes in the Son of God has this witness in himself. And he who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. This life is in his Son. You know, as I was growing up as a Christian, I just got saved. I got married. I didn't even go to church. But But I knew that there was a God. And I knew that He had came into my life. But we had babies in the house. And how many know that in those days we didn't, you know, throw the diapers away. They got washed every day. Amen. And so I didn't help too much with that. I thank God that I have a strong wife. Amen. But we had, at the place where we live, we have a artesian well where the water just comes out of the ground. And when I bought the place, you know, I just bought it. I thought, well, everything must work, you know. How many know that I since learned that you do a lot more checking than that? Amen. But anyway, everything was working and so forth. But we started washing all these clothes, and the kids are getting bigger, and we ran out of water. And so I'm out there, and I'm looking at this thing, and I'm trying to figure this out. And things aren't going so good. And so I thought, well, you know, the only thing to do then is to go and get, you know, put in a different well. That'll take care of it. So I get in my car and I go to town. Nobody will give me any money. You know, it's a little different then than it is now. You know, it seems like everybody wants to give you money, but at that time, nobody would give me any money. I went from one place to the other. No. You know, I had already borrowed everything that I could to get the place. You know, what good does it do without water? You have to have water when you have little kids. Amen. And so I came home and I'm scratching my head. And I said, well, I'm going to go out there and see what I can do. You know, and I put a pump on the thing, and it pumped the ugliest, stinkiest stuff you ever seen came out of that well. I said, well, no, that's not going to work. And so I walked around this thing, and we're looking at it, and, you know, and I looked down the pipe down there, and there's water down there. I can see it. I can't touch it because it's down there. And so I walked down there around it some more, and I had an old broken fork handle there. Most of the older folks know what that is. And that just fit down in the pipe. So I kind of out of frustration. Now I'm praying and I'm talking to God. You know, the only way I know how. I'm praying, and I take that fork handle, and I reach down there and touch the water. You know, and kind of out of frustration, I give it a push, you know, pulled the fork handle out. It looked like the water came up. So I took my fork handle and I punched it some more. And the water came up higher. And it's coming up in there. And I thought, what is going on? So then I took my fork handle and I really started working on that water. You know, water's flying all over the place. It comes out around my fork handle. And I pulled it out of there and the water comes whoop, right up. And it starts running out of there all over the place. So I'm having me a good time. I'm running around there yelling and hollering out to God, and we got water. And so I came around, and we had more than enough water. I talked to several well drilling people, and they said, well, you know, your casing is shot. Everything about your well is shot. You know, you have to have a new well. And I got water to come out. That's going on 42 years ago. and I got water coming out of a well that everybody says is shot. But you see, to me, that's my Holy Ghost God well. And if you want to see that sometime, you can come over and drink some of the best water that there is. And you can rejoice with me, and we'll make a tour around my well house that has water that comes out of the ground. Not because the well people said that you could have water, but because God cared about an old German dude. Well, I wasn't old at that time. An old German, and the water came out of the ground. Now, brothers and sisters, I can testify. The Bible says that we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The truth is that God cares. He cares about you and I. He cared about me and my family. And he cared, and he brought that water out of the ground. And today that water is still coming out of that ground. And it has nothing more. You know, I've asked well people, I said, what did I do that was right? That he said that there is no explanation for you getting water out of that well. And I said, hallelujah. You got time, I'll tell you what the explanation is. That my God reigns and that he lives on this earth. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. There is a truth that is in his word. Every time we put the word first, he is going to bless you and I. And the devil may be trying to squeeze the water down so you don't get any water of life in your home and in your family. But brothers and sisters, that water should come bubbling right out of. Yeah, but don't you know that we're going to be taxed something terrible and this and that and the other thing? But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. The Word of God is the truth, and it is going to cause us to overcome. You can win. You don't need to be afraid. We don't have to run. I can't run much anymore, but I don't have to. Thank you, Jesus. I can still stay ahead of my wife, though. Amen. No, she is the best thing that ever happened to me. Outside of Jesus came into my life. Amen. She's been married to me all these years, and I don't know. She must have, something happened that she said yes to me that day. But I just thank God for her. I thank God for Christians. I thank God that we live in this house today, in this land today. Amen. I want to share with you just a little bit. Out of verse 14 says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Amen. As a pastor, I cannot tell you how many times that people have come to me and asked me to pray because they said, well, God doesn't ever hear me. I'm going to tell you something. God hears you. He hears you. Amen. You need to be in a church like this. You need to be around people that know how to pray. You need to be around folks that rejoice in the presence of God. But I have a God that hears me. Verse 15. And it says, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. I am confident today that, yes, we are going to face some trials and tribulations, and we live in a world where there are many folks that are disillusioned and walking backwards and sideways and all kinds of things. But brothers and sisters, our God reigns in America today. Our God reigns in Minnesota. Our God reigns here, right where we live today. Our God reigns. Amen. And I'm going to look at your friends and my friends and every Christian that calls upon the name of the Lord as my brother and my sister in Christ, and I'm going to lift them up before Him, and I'm going to be standing strong with them, believing God with them. I'm going to believe good things are happening to my neighbors and my friends. Amen. I do not receive an evil accusation against the brother or sister in Christ. Amen. We are going to see the good things coming. Amen. Now, if you wanted to read the rest of these verses, I would encourage you to do so, but I want to encourage you today that you would be understanding in your spirit that the Word of God triumphs over anything else that folks say. By that I'm saying those that say that we need to accept, how shall we say, those things that are contrary to the Word of God. No, we don't accept them. No, never. We will always walk with the Word of God. And brothers and sisters, if we will do that, our water that comes from the throne room of God will be just like that little well of mine that for 42 years it's never run dry. It has good, clear water. And it's nice and cold. And it's refreshing. And it's strong. And it's good. Every time I come home, the first thing I want to do is I want to go get a drink of water. Amen? Amen. So when I come in out the door, the first thing I do is I go get a drink of that Holy Ghost water. And coming out of the ground, nobody can tell me why it does, but it does. And it's been doing that for over 40 years. Amen. I want to encourage you today. God will come in and strengthen you right where you're at. He will help you right where you're at. Amen. Father, I thank you that there is no sickness or disease. Father, that there is nothing that can overcome this house. I thank you, Father, today that no calamity, I thank you, Father, no accident, no fire, no nothing shall come near this house in Jesus' name. These people that are here today, Father, I proclaim that you have your protective hand upon them, Father, that they shall be safe going in and going out in Jesus' name. Amen.